Welcome back to our pregame show. I'm Kelly Schultz alongside junior defender Erica Wheelhouse. First of all, Erica, congratulations on being named Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week for your 6 assists this past weekend.
Thank you, Kelly.
First of all, talk about how your team prepared for your first WCHA series for the season.
We prepared just like it was any other weekend, conference or non-conference. But the big difference is we wanted to earn points this weekend, and we only got 1 point. We're pleased with our play, but we're not pleased with only getting 1 point this weekend. So hopefully we can bounce back against Maine here, and then when we get back into WCHA play, start earning some more.
Friday night, a very exciting game. Unfortunately, your team was down 3-0, battled back in the second period. What was the difference between the first and the second for your team?
I think in any game you're going to have a bad road period, but as far as after the first period, we all sat down in the locker room before the coaches even got in to tell us how bad we were doing, and everyone had input. We all knew we were doing things wrong. The little things just needed to be fixed, and that's what we worked on in the second period.
Your team this last weekend, one thing that I saw that was brilliant was power play goals. I know it's been a struggle over the years. Your team got 4 power play goals this last weekend. How hard has your team been working on the power play and penalty kill?
Very hard, actually. Even before practice, we have a set day where we come out and just move the puck around, especially for our power play. Coach had said before when we were practicing on Thursday night that he expects us to get 2 goals this weekend on power play, and we were able to do that. So,
6 assists on the weekend, kind of unheard of. That's got to be the most you've ever scored in one weekend, isn't it?
Definitely.
What was your secret? Were you just in the right place at the right time most of the time?
Actually, everyone else was. I know on Marley's goal, I actually shot the puck, and she has actually a bruise on her leg from where it bounced off and went into the net. So, and then Erickson had a few good tips, and everyone just was in the right place to bury the puck, and my goal was just to get the puck to the net and have everyone else finish, and that's what they did.
How hard is it to come back from a weekend like this one, knowing that you played so hard, your team battled back, and only to come back with 1 point?
It's disappointing. We know we played well, but obviously getting points is what matters in this league. And so going into this weekend, we just want to show that we can still win games, and we just need to make sure that we finish when it comes to the third period.
One thing about this weekend, I don't know how much your team has read into Maine. They played a couple of games very similar to your games against Ohio State, where they battled back from a deficit. They, however, ended up winning their games. I would assume that Maine and Bemidji State are very similar coming into this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, we expect with any team that it's always going to be a battle because, you know, we don't have that one spooner who can give us 5 goals in one game. We rely on everyone to give 100%, and hopefully this weekend we can start out with a lead instead of coming from behind.
I know you're pretty close to Zuzana. She gave up a bunch of goals this past weekend. It's not like her to give up that many goals. How is she doing, and how's her attitude going into this weekend?
She's doing well. Some of those goals we put in ourselves, actually. So she doesn't blame herself, and we definitely don't blame her for those goals at all. They were nice shots and nice plays altogether. She saves us D a lot of the times for as many shots as we block. You know, she's always back there for the breakaways that we give up. So
you and your sister, speaking of blocked shots, block a ton of shots every game. Last year, I think between the two of you had like around 116 block shots combined. Do you guys sit around and compare bruises or talk about those kind of blocks after the games are over?
We are in a lot of pain, but as far as bruises, she did show me the one that she got from her goal, as I said. But other than that, we just kind of, it's expected on her team to block shots. And we have, our coach Fricklin had talked to us and said that, you know, it's contagious. And if you get shot by a puck, you know, just try and walk it off, because 5 minutes later you'll feel fine and you can ice it after the game. So blocking shots for other teams may be a big deal, but for us it's just kind of what we expect out of our defensemen. So
the toughest defense in all of WCHA hockey, at least that's what I'm going to tag you as.
And we'll take it.
Another road trip. How hard is it to bounce back after being on the road so long this last weekend? You got another long road trip this weekend. How do you guys prepare for something like that?
Well, today we have optional practice for some of us, and some of the girls are out there skating actually right now. Basically, it's kind of more mentally exhausting than anything, so we just got to make sure that we keep the team morale high and that we pick each other up and
Just get rest and eat good food, right?
Yeah, exactly. Food will do anything for us.
What's it been like playing alongside your sister? This is her senior year. Have you been taking in every single second that you've been on the ice with her?
No, I guess we don't really think about it. We've always played together, so to think this is her last year is kind of eye-opening, but it's just going to be like any other game, any other day. You know, we're going to go out there and do whatever we need to do. So,
on a more personal note, I know your parents are very involved in coming to your games and watching and listening. And what's it been like having such a great support back home, knowing that your family is so tight and that they've been so supportive?
It's great. Not many college students get to see their parents every weekend. And our parents make a great effort at coming to our games and helping us out, especially in these college years when we were freshmen. You know, it was a big adjustment, as any freshman is to go to college. So to have our parents there every weekend, they're actually flying to Maine also. So they're putting in a great support system for Marley and I.
Besides your sister, who would you say you're closest to on this hockey team?
Definitely any of my roommates. I'm living with Bessie, Abby, Molly, and actually a former graduate, Aaron Johnson. So we're all pretty tight, and we have a lot of fun around our house, always messing around and joking. So definitely any of those girls, but anyone on the team, really.
What do you need to do to get a win this weekend?
We need to come out with a lead. We're tired of coming from behind. We just need to get the first few in so that we can see what it's like to play with a lead instead of always having to come back.
Good luck this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kelly.
For more information about the VSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.